Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's Heart 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
You may know the Father, but I wonder if you know the Son. James Dobson has influenced millions around the world with his parenting books and his radio program. His son Ryan, though, has got a voice of his own. He's a public speaker, he's an author, and he's been in our country recently, and he joins us now on Open House. Welcome to Open House, Ryan.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And welcome to Australia.
Oh, it's so great to be here.
Enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. It's just... we're down in Burleigh and just having a fantastic holiday.
Yeah, no, I believe you're a bit of a surfer, aren't you?
Yes, I'm okay. My wife is fantastic,
okay.
So it's been great to have her down here.
Because you're in Colorado, aren't you?
Yes, we moved to Colorado from California 2 years ago.
Okay, so you gave up the surfing for the ski boards and things.
Yes. We've just had the waves turn solid in the form of snow now.
Yes. Hey, do you ever get tired of being introduced as James Dobson's son?
You know, I used to, but I don't anymore because he's my dad. We, you know, have a great time together. We're good friends, and it's an honor. I mean, he's done an amazing work, and he deserves to be introduced that way, and if I can have a small part of that, it's fine with me.
Yeah, well, one of your father's best-selling books was Dare to Discipline. We've got to ask you now, did he dare to discipline you?
Oh, absolutely. I always tell people, if you're under 30 years of age and you got spanked, it was probably my fault. So.
All right, well, let the lawsuits begin.
There you go, yeah.
Hey, you're the son of the most prominent Christian parenting psychologist in the world. Have you ever felt the pressure of having to be a good advertisement for your dad?
Oh, sure, yeah. Normally not from my family. It's mostly other people saying, oh, you should be this way or you shouldn't be that way kind of a thing. I think the pressure was a lot larger when I was younger. And now, you know, I've just got to be the man that God has called me to be. And if people like it, that's fantastic. If they don't, they can take it up with the Lord because He's the one I'm working for. So it's okay.
How did you deal with it as a young bloke, though?
Part of it I pulled into myself. You know, it was difficult. I was lucky, though, because I had a large group of friends that knew us long before my parents became famous, and they didn't care one way or the other. And that kept me a whole lot more grounded, I think, than had I... not had them around me, or had we moved to a place where, you know, people only knew us, via the fame or the radio program.
Yeah. If you could bring it down to a few things, how has James Dobson, the father, influenced you?
The biggest thing is that he always stands up for right and wrong. He does what is necessary given the situation at hand, no matter what the consequences are. You know, he says it's never wrong to do right, and it's never right to do wrong. Mm. And watching him do that over my entire lifetime really has shaped me into who I am today, and it's one of the main factors on why I'm in the ministry and why, we have the similar message that we preach.
Yeah. Is there anything that you disagree with your father on?
I don't have any idea. I don't think so. You know, we have a different style, but I don't think that would, you know, really be of much importance, you know, at all. But politically, philosophically, theologically, you know, we're are straight in line. You know, I don't think it's always been that way, but, you know, you kind of want to, you know, be your own person and, you know, disagree just because, you know, you're at that age, you know, the teenage years when you want to, you know, be your own person. But as I've gotten older and studied more and more, you know, he's a very intelligent man and he knows what he's doing.
Well, tell us about the work that you do now. You know, you are serving God in your own special way. Tell us about it.
I've got a ministry called Core Ministries. It's spelled K-O-R. I started about 3 or 4 years ago, mostly in the skateboard community. It was an area I didn't think was being witnessed to very much. And, you know, I've grown up skateboarding. And so we started that way. And a short time later, we started a podcast of our own. I do a weekly podcast. And now we do camps in the summertime. And we're starting some video projects, some film work this year. So there'll be some films out at the end of 08, probably.
Yeah. Now, what would you say your dominant message is, if you could sum it up?
Well, I think I've got two. One is on absolute truth, that there is right and wrong in given situations. There is truth, and you can know it. So much of our culture today, all around the world, says all you have to do is believe. But belief and reality often don't go hand in hand. And so... truth is a very solid message, but another big thing that I talk about a lot is in deepening our relationship with Christ. In that strengthening of the relationship, you really do get the benefits of knowing God. You know, it's not ritual. It's not something that we just do over and over again, but there is a relationship to be had. And the deeper that relationship goes, the higher the benefits are of the Christian faith.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I talk about surfing a lot. You know, I've been doing it for the last 7 years. My wife's done it her whole life. You can't surf if you sit on the beach. You can't surf if you're only up to your knees in the water. You've got to actually get in the water and commit completely to it. You know, a lot of times I'd take friends surfing and they'd go one time and say, oh, this isn't for me. And I think, how do you know it's not for you? You've not invested any time, and, you know, you've not gone more than once. And, you know, it's difficult in the beginning, but the more you do it, the more you love it. And that's how it is with faith. You know, you can't just do it by going one time or just kind of, you know, going in the door once or sitting in the back row. You really need to immerse yourself in it.
Yeah. So you're talking about a wholehearted commitment to Christ.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. This is Open House. We're talking to Ryan Dobson, son of the very well-known James Dobson. He's got his own life and his own voice, though. We'll podcast this via theopenhouse.net.au. Ryan, one thing that's maybe not so known, well-known about you is that you're actually adopted.
I am, yes.
Do you know much about the circumstances surrounding your adoption and what the situation was of your biological parents?
You know, I know a little bit about it. I was adopted in 1970, and so they were quite closed. But through the years, I've gotten a little bit of information here and there. My mom had my sister, my older sister, and there were complications during that pregnancy, such as after she gave birth to my sister, she wasn't able to have children on her own again. And they didn't know what to do, and so they just started praying to the Lord for a miracle. And they had applied for adoption, and I came along 4.5 years later. Mm. From what I found out, my birth mom was young. She was 17. She was still in high school. The boy that got her pregnant, she wasn't dating any longer, and decided to carry me full term and then give me to a family she thought would do a better job than she could do at 17 years of age.
Little did she know the destiny that she was setting in motion at that moment.
That's exactly right. You know, and we've not met, but if we did, I'd love just to say thank you. You know, she's done an amazing, amazing thing, and it was such a giant sacrifice. Sometimes I meet kids who are adopted, and they think, oh, I was rejected. But it's not. I didn't fully understand it until we had our son, Lincoln, who's just now one, and watching my wife go through the pregnancy, and as great as it was difficult at times, and it wasn't easy. You know, pregnancies can be a tough thing on the body and on women, and to think that somebody did that for me, and then made the ultimate sacrifice and gave me to a family she thought would do a better job than she could do is such an outpouring of love. There's no rejection whatsoever. It's that there's so much love that was given to me at that time.
You haven't met your biological mum yet. Have you ever tried? Have you ever tried to seek down the
nope,
path?
I haven't.
No?
You know, I think that's opening a door. You know, I'm not sure I want to open yet. I've thought about it a little bit, but my parents really are Jim and Shirley Dobson. They've raised me since I was 6 weeks of age. But if I did meet her, I would love to say thank you.
Yeah, sure. It's very common for adopted people to wrestle with their identity at some stage. You know, who really am I? Who am I connected to?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever wrestled with that?
No, to be honest, I haven't. I've had friends ask me that.
Yeah.
And it may be because of the fact that my father was so famous that I struggled with that identity more.
More, okay.
You know, that it was
always a bigger problem.
You know, it may be that my identity struggle was with that, and so that my adoption, it really never was a struggle.
Yeah. Ryan, did you ever go through a period of rebellion as a result? I mean, I'd love to know your spiritual path, because, of course, you know, you're raised by one of the most prominent evangelical Christian leaders, not just in America, but really in the Western world.
Sure.
Did you have an easy path to faith?
You know, I think faith comes in stages. You know, I was raised in a Christian household, so I came to know the Lord at an early age. But I think we all struggle with making our faith our own. You know, there's periods in your life where people say, why do you believe that? And you don't know why you believe it. It's probably because your parents believe that. And the transition from I believe it because my parents believe it to I believe it because this is what I've thought about, this is what I've studied, this is what I've pondered, and this is truly what I believe, came in different stages. At the end of my high school career, I went to a camp in Colorado, near where I live now, actually, and it talked about the Christian worldview and answering the question, why I believe what I believe. And that was a big a big transition, a big shift in my life for understanding why it is I believe these things, and that became my faith.
Now, you've got tattoos, and you've got both ears pierced, and, you know, you've got blonde hair that you've bleached. Most people wouldn't have thought that would be, you know, the son of James Dobson. So,
true.
So has that just been simply finding your own identity, or has that been a rebellion thing, or what?
Oh, you know what? People ask me if I got tattooed before I became a Christian, and the answer is no. You know, I'm 37 years old, and I've got the tattoos. For me, it's stylistically, I like it. You know, the group I grew up with in California, the skateboarders, the surfers, the guys that drive hot rods, all have this style, you know, style of dress. I actually took my earrings out this year. I just got tired of them and took them out. But I still have the tattoos. You know, I drive a 1949 Chevy truck, and I've got an old Triumph motorcycle, and it just went along with that.
Well, Ryan Dobson, all power to you, and may God give you great opportunities as you continue to serve him in any which way he brings across your path.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on.
And hope you enjoy the rest of your time in Australia, and particularly on the Gold Coast too.
Absolutely. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's Ryan Dobson. He's the son of well-known James Dobson, but obviously doing his own thing in his own way. RyanDobson.com is his website address.
We hope you enjoyed this Heart 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.